All right, grab your Bibles tonight, and we're going to start in Jeremiah, okay? So I know we kind of jump a lot of different places, so I want you to write down this text in Jeremiah chapter number 2, verse 25. Let's pray together, and then we're going to start a new series tonight, okay? So pray with me, bow your heads, and let's pray. God, we just ask that as we go into your word right now, that you will just calm us. God, help us just to focus on who you are and what it is that you're trying to say and accomplish in our lives. God, help us not to be distracted by anything or anybody, but just help us to open our hearts and our ears, our minds to what it is that you're wanting to say. And God, we love you and we praise you, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight, we're going to talk about, for the next several weeks, and kind of building into the holidays, on living life, okay? And we're going to kind of look at a lot of different ways of how most of us live our lives, and a lot of different things that we face, and a lot of things we go through, a lot of different things that we battle. And tonight we're going to start by kind of just looking at how fast-paced life is. How many of you would just be honest and say it just seems like your life is just going at an incredible rate right now? Anybody else like that? I mean, you ever feel like you just want to breathe? You just want to step back? Wish there was a pause button? I was on Amazon last night. And I was just blown away that Amazon now has these easy buttons. Have you seen them? You buy them, they're like $4.99. And you can label them. They're labeled for all different kinds of products. Amazon now has a thing called Amazon Pantry, to where you can actually do your grocery shopping through Amazon. They deliver it to your door. And so some things, they're a little cheaper. Some things are not. But now they've got these little buttons. They're about this big. They're about 2 inches long, okay? They're about a half inch tall. And you put them in places for certain items. So like if you use Tide detergent, they have a Tide button that you keep near your detergent. And when you start running low, all you do is push that button and it automatically orders Tide and ships it to your door. All right? I was looking at that just the other night. Now, I don't know about you. Sometimes I think that's pretty cool. Other times I think that's pretty lazy. All right? But I looked at that and I'm like, are we serious? Is this really how we do life now? Are we so busy that we got to push buttons and have these little things all over our houses? You know, man, the world's adapting. I know McDonald's has released something. It's more West Coast, to where you can actually sign up with a credit account through McDonald's and they give you a pass. And when you pull onto McDonald's property, it immediately charges your card, your order that you'd like to get, that you've predetermined, and it cuts 8 to 10 seconds off your hamburger time. And I'm thinking, well, you know, that's 8 to 10 seconds. That's life-changing, right? I mean, I look at it, and it's like, man, we live in a society that just doesn't know how to slow down. If you don't believe that, try to get on the interstate. I mean, some people, they're willing to risk their lives to get somewhere just a few minutes faster. You know, maybe some of you are those people, but that's okay, you know? The thing is, you know, it's just scary. I don't know about you, but sometimes it just seems like I look at my schedule, I look at my life, and I'm like, when did I get so busy? You know, it's sad. It is sad that we have to, even in our lifetimes, and I know many of you are the same way, where you have to actually plan time to relax or plan time to have fun. When did life stop being about life at all? When did it become about everything else and business and all these other things? Everyone in a hurry, everyone in competition, everyone multitasking. You know, I don't know about you, but do you ever drive down the road and look at the cars beside you and how many people are on their phone? You know, and you think, man, they're distracted. And I'm thinking you're looking at them. So you're distracted, too. So, you know, it's like, man, we got a lot of people that all we think is let's do this at the same time. We'll get a lot more done. And I want to take a few weeks, if you would, and talk about this epidemic that we have of people being overbooked and stressed out. Now, we've kind of done series on Too Blessed to Be Stressed and different things, and we've dissected that. But we're going to look in detail for the first couple weeks on why you need to slow down. Then we're going to look in detail on what the purpose of your life was actually given when God designed you. What was it that He wanted you to do? How is it that He wanted you to live? And so tonight we're going to look at the four effects real quick of what happens when you live in a hurry. Okay, so write this down. Some of you are going to be able to relate to some of these, all right? But these are proven not only in the Bible, but they're proven in studies that have been done by psychologists, studies that have been done by doctors, studies that have been done by government, people that are well more educated and well more equipped to make kind of rationalizations on things than I am. Okay, and so we look at this, and I realize that, man, we have an issue. I was reading an article in Time magazine while on an airplane. It's probably been February, I guess, when we were flying to the Philippines or somewhere like that. It might have been in April when we were flying out of the country as well. But the thing is, man, it said the one thing that we don't have enough of in our society. It's not money. It's not happiness. It's not any of those other things. We have plenty of those things, but we don't have time. It seems like nobody has time for anybody. And it was this whole article that they had written on how people are neglecting the people in their lives that they actually need to be embracing and keeping close. And in there, they were bringing out some points of what people are missing out on in life. So I want you to look at Jeremiah chapter number 2. Now, Jeremiah chapter number 2 is talking about idols, talking to the children of Israel. They had created all these idols. And look at this. Read this with me. It says, "When will you stop running?" Man, yeah, that's a good question for us to ask ourselves. You say, "Well, I don't have idols." Well, the truth is what's motivating your life? What's keeping you on the go? What's keeping you in a hurry? The truth is if you're living your life for any other thing or any other person other than God, then you do have an idol in your life today. If anything besides God's will for your life motivates you, then you have got things that are creeping in that are robbing you of what you're supposed to be experiencing in life. He goes and says, "When will you stop running? When will you stop panting after other gods?" I like this. He goes, "But you say, save your breath. I'm in love with these foreign gods, and I can't stop loving them now." Man, when I was reading this the other day in my devotions, I was just sitting there thinking, man, that last statement, how many times have I heard that in so many different contexts? Well, you know we need to do this, but we've got so much going on. You know, we know our kids need to be in this, but we just got too much going on. We know we need to sit down and have devotions at home, but we're just so busy. And it's, hey, you know what you're saying? I can't stop loving these other things now. I can't give up on all these things that are motivating my life. You know, I believe that God intends for us to live a life of patience, a life of endurance, a life of prosperity, a life where we step back and we actually prosper in what we do because we can actually put the time in necessary to do it. Now listen, many of you could do your job a whole lot better if they gave you more time to do your job. Anybody else say that? You know? Anybody in here work in the customer service kind of industry where you're booking people and different things like that? All right, raise your hand. How many of you will be honest that it's stressful sometimes the amount of time you get with each customer? Isn't it crazy? And it's stressful sometimes the expectation that the customer puts on you. You know, I know that when I was working at one of my first jobs after I was actually able to drive to work. So I worked as a construction guy's laborer, which means, you know, I tell people I was in labor all the time. All I did was labor. He wanted me to pick this up. I picked it up. That was it. But then I moved on to a travel agency, and we used to have our phones set up to where you'd be on a call, and on the screen it would tell you how many calls were waiting. And you know, we went, and next thing you know, we started expanding to try to be to where we could provide calls for people that were on the West Coast. And so my boss gave me that position and gave me one employee to fulfill it. And we'd be sitting there at midnight, 1 a.m., with 21 calls waiting on us while we're trying to attend to one customer. And can I tell you what happened? And I told my boss this. Our sales suffer because all we can think about is getting off the phone so that we can get to the next caller, and we cut each caller short. If you give us more employees, we'd be able to sell more because then we're not rushing off. So he gave me two more and our sales went up 300%. You say, why? Because if we take time, we do better. If we have the time, we succeed more. And I'm going to ask you this now. How much are you succeeding when it comes to God's plan for your life? How much are you seeing your finances grow, your education on who God is, your wisdom of the Bible, your knowledge of His Word and how it applies? How much are you seeing that grow? If you don't have enough time to dedicate to it, you're not seeing it grow at all. And sometimes you've got to slow down. You know, I was telling Pastor David, I think it was this week, I got sick Monday. I got some stomach bug from somebody here, and we're not going to point fingers, all right? But I know four or five of us got it, so it had to be one of you, all right? But we got sick. I was shut down Sunday. From Monday morning to Monday night, the couch was my best friend, and the toilet was my other, all right? And that was it. Junior, you feel me? All right? We were there, all right? You know, I heard you were sick too. All right, but the thing is listen. I called David and I said, "David, you got to cover my class." I called Steve. I said, "Steve, you got games." You know, I was like, I can't do it. And then I told my wife, you know, this month has been jam-packed. This week wasn't any better. And I've learned something. We've even said it. Sometimes if you won't stop, your body will stop you. Sometimes if you won't hit the brakes, then the brakes will get hit for you. How many of you have seen those car commercials that stop for you? You know, I don't know about you, but that freaked me out. But the thing is, man, we're in such a world now that they even make our cars to stop because we won't. You know, it's like, man, we got issues. So let me show you four issues that you're going to have if you don't do this. Look at Songs of Solomon, chapter number 1, if you would, and write this down. People that live in a hurry are more stressed. I mean, just write it down. You're more stressed. You just got too much going on. Solomon says it like this. Don't stare at me because I'm dark. You know, he says, the sun has darkened my skin. He says, my brothers were angry with me. They forced me to care for their vineyards. And how many of you could say this about your own life? So I couldn't care for myself. My own vineyards. You ever feel like you're so busy taking care of everybody else that you have very little time for you? You know, you ever got to the end of the day, lay in bed, and then realize, I forgot to take a shower? Anybody ever think about that? Come on, I know more of you have done it. You know, and if you didn't do it and you got a spouse, they let you know you forgot to take a shower. You know, the thing is, man, we get in a hurry sometimes and we forget that if you go down, nothing you're doing matters. If you fall, then it doesn't matter who you're trying to hold up. If you go down and you're the cog that holds it all together, then nothing works. And at some point in life, you got to step back and take care of yourself. You got to value yourself. You see, your value and your worth cannot be found in your work. Your value and your worth have to be found in the joy that God has placed in your life, in the abilities that God has given you to enjoy and prosper in the things that you do. And people that are always in a hurry are always on the edge. They're always ready to bite somebody's head off. They're always ready to freak out. They're always ready to go off. And you know what I find out? They spend most of their lives trying to tell the rest of the world how busy they are. Now, can I tell you this? I'm going to help you out here tonight, all right? Everybody look around you. You're going to lay eyes on somebody in this auditorium tonight, on a lot of people who are busy. See, now they all know. You don't have to compete with it. You don't have to tell each other who's the busiest, all right? You don't have to explain why you can't get to every phone call. You know what I have learned? I don't have to answer every call. Anybody else learning that in life? I don't have to reply to every text message. You know, somebody posted a status, Nikki Perry. I was on the phone with her and she posted a status on there saying, you know, thank you for being there and listening. And somebody commented right under there and said, I thought I was the only one he did that for. And I was like, 300 other people think the same thing too, that they're the only ones calling. But the truth is I cannot. I sat with my pastors one day and I said, look, just the other day, I think it was 19 phone calls. The average phone call is 30 minutes. All right. The average. Okay. Some of them are an hour. Me and Pete get to talking. We might get an hour and a half in before we realize what's going on. Am I right, Pete? You know, that the thing is if I were to take every one of those phone calls and spend that 30 minutes, that's 9.5 hours on top of the two weddings and all these other things. Sometimes I just got to lay that phone down and say, you know what? You weren't made to keep me alive and I don't have to live with you in my hand. I don't have to live knowing what everybody's posting. I don't have to live what's going on in all the world. You know, there's some days that they're just too stressful to watch the news. Anybody else like that? They're too busy to pick up. And I'd say, listen, step back, slow down, and realize that if you stay in a hurry, you're going to constantly live on the edge. Your heart can't take it, your mind can't take it, and your body can't take it. And you will fall apart. And who is going to keep it going if you're not there? I mean, can I tell you this? Moms, your kids need you. Dads, your kids need you. And I'm going to say, don't take years off of your life. Don't miss out on your grandbabies. And don't miss out on being able to be there at weddings. And don't miss out on walking your daughter down the aisle because you spent 20 years in a blitz and you cut your life short because you stayed stressed out the whole time. You can ask any medical, you can ask any psychological professional, and they will tell you stress is a killer. It hinders you. It hurts you. So if you're always in a hurry, you're going to wind up stressed out. I kind of wrote this down, you know, because I got to thinking about it. As I was sitting there studying for this a couple weeks ago, I was sitting at my counter. All right. Now, there's different things that we do in our house to kind of help each other out. You know, I've explained them before. You know, Jordan does the laundry. I'll do the dishes, you know, part-time. I'm a part-time dish maker, you know, or cleaner, whatever. So I'm sitting there and I'm writing this down. I have like 30 minutes of just pure study time, you know, and it's amazing how you can hear God speak when you're just alone. And so I'm sitting there and I'm writing and I'm just thinking, okay, where do I got to be and all this other stuff while I'm studying this issue, reading this chapter. And all of a sudden I look up and the dishes are piled up. And I realize this, when your schedule is piled up, so are the dishes. Am I right? When your schedule's piled up, so is the laundry. When your every moment is booked or planned, you can't really take care of the things you need to take care of. You know how many times this year I stressed out over when am I going to be able to mow the yard? You know, and then I'm thinking, why in the world is everybody else's so important, but I can't take care of my own house? Can I tell you this right now? Our jobs as individuals is to take care of what God has given us, blessed us with, our families, our wives, our children, our homes, and then share with other people from those blessings. God never intended for you to be giving, 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 and never take time to replenish. If you don't do that, then your house looks like it's falling apart while you're making everybody else's house look pretty. And that's not the way God intended for you to live. So you got to slow down. Number one, you're going to be stressed out. Number two, look at this. Go to Job chapter number 9. If you stay in a fast-paced life, you're going to lose your joy. I mean, when's the last time you sat down and actually enjoyed something? Now, how many of you have a favorite book or a favorite author? Anybody like that? We'll go with that. All right, many of you. Okay. How many of you have a favorite like TV program? Anybody like that? Something you like? Okay. Anybody have a favorite hobby that's something you enjoy doing? All right. Okay. A lot of us. I'm going to tell you this now. You need something. All right. You need a hobby. You need a book. You need something that just kind of mellows you. You know, when we went on vacation down in Florida and it rained. Y'all remember that? We were inside. You know what I did? I enjoyed it. I built a puzzle. I sat there with a 1,000-piece puzzle. We turned on a movie, and I built a puzzle. I know that's nerdy, and that's not, but I was in my happy place. That's what I enjoy doing. And I sat there, and I built it. And then, of course, 3/4 of the way in, other people want to help. You know how that is? You know, they show up when you got like 90% of the work done. They're like, let me help you. And I'm like, let me punch you in the face. So you just want to come in and steal my credit, you know? But the thing is, man, nothing in me felt more revived than just sitting there doing the puzzle. I like it. It's something I enjoy, you know, probably shouldn't make it as public. Doesn't make me get any more cool points, but it's something that just gets me, you know, I get it. And I look at that and man, that's the only puzzle I built in years. You know, it's been a long time. I haven't built one since Lincoln was born, you know, and I sat there and I was like, man, this is crazy. You know, I told you about when I went fishing, sit there and listen to God for a long time, and now I want to get into fishing. I just don't want to take the fish off. I know I can bait it. I just don't want to take the fish off. We'll figure that out. Maybe there's a tranquilizer dart I can take with me or something. All right? But look at this. Job says this. My life passes more swiftly than a runner. Anybody else feel like that? He goes on and he says, it flees away without a glimpse of, say it out loud, happiness. See, life was meant for you to enjoy. It was meant for you. Now, that doesn't mean you're supposed to be lazy. You can enjoy work. You can enjoy ministry. You can enjoy missions. You can enjoy giving. You can enjoy, but you can also dread work. You can also dread ministry. And you can also dread giving. You can dread all kinds of things if you misuse it. And if you're fast-paced all the time, you don't get to stop to smell the roses. You don't get to stop to enjoy the things that are going on in life. Can I tell you this? Whether you can afford to go away or whether you just need to stay home, everybody needs a vacation in the year. You say, well, you know, I had somebody say this to me one time. Well, the devil never takes a break. You know what I said? Well, when did we start making the devil our role model? When did we start letting him be the one that models the way we live? Because God sure took breaks. You know, he made the whole world and then he stepped back and he actually enjoyed what he made. He said, man, it's good. It's awesome. Hey, listen. When's the last time you enjoyed your vacation time? And when's the last time you enjoyed your holiday? And when's the last time you didn't make a to-do list for what you were going to do on a Saturday? You just stepped back on your day off and you enjoyed the day. You did something that made you feel alive. You know, listen, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. All right, now read that. Say it out loud with me. The joy of the Lord... Okay. In other words, it means without joy in my life, am I strong? No. You know, my hope is you know, we made that announcement that some of you would help serve at the Renovatu Sings. I'm hoping that some of you would step up and do that so that Pete and Beth can enjoy what they've put together with their banquet instead of stressing out on how the food's going to get on the table. You know, I look at that and I think, man, you know, I'm hoping that people step into our children's ministry. We've got about 20 workers. We need double that force with as many kids as we have. That some people could step in so that people could actually enjoy going to church sometimes and enjoy working with the kids without being stressed out. You know, without thinking, oh man, I got to go to church because I got to keep the nursery every single Sunday. You know, I look at that and I'm thinking, hey, listen, we need to step up and realize that, man, sometimes we've got to slow down because the things that we're speeding to do aren't going to profit us much at all anyway. Can I say this? Write this down. If what you're in a hurry to accomplish doesn't bring joy, it's not worth accomplishing. If what you're in a hurry to do doesn't bring a godly joy and a godly excitement, then you shouldn't be doing it. You're going about it the wrong way. It's not saying quit your job. It's just saying, hey, reassess the way you're working your job. Reassess the things that are motivating what you're doing. You know, I don't know about you, but I think everybody that's been a parent has experienced what we call terrible twos. Anybody gone through that? You know what I'm talking about? And if you're not careful, you dread certain things. But you know what? You can enjoy those things too. Yeah, I don't know about you, and he gets in trouble for it, so please don't take this the wrong way. But I find it hilarious when Lincoln gets dramatic. You know, any of your kids, anybody got a drama queen, drama king in your house, all right? You know what I mean? All right? Now, hopefully that's not your spouse, all right? But the thing is Lincoln, you'll tell him no. He'll be running most of the time to climb on something. And you'll say, Lincoln, no. I've told you no. And you'll say, no. And he'll look at you, and then he'll go limp. And he'll just fall back in the floor, and he'll cross his arms, and he'll sit there and he'll look side to side, and he'll just cry. And the closer you get, the louder he gets. Anybody else been through that? Yeah. I'm sitting there, and, you know, one day, when he first started doing it, I heard Jordan saying, well, dude, I'm just not, she's laughing, she's like, I'm not giving into that. And I walk in there and I'm like, what's going on? Because, you know, Lincoln's crying and I'm like hero, you know, so here I come, you know. Actually, I'm the worrier, so here I come. And I run in there and there he is and I'm just like, what is he doing? And she's like, he's making it known that he's not happy. And so, you know what happened? She said, just ignore it. Just, you know, just walk away. So we walk away. He gets up, comes to the room we're in, lays down, and does it again. You know, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just like, man, you know what? That's hilarious. You know, he got in trouble. We're disciplining on that. You know, pray for us, all right? But I look at that, and I realize that, man, you know, why do I have to dread it? I mean, it's funny. Now, I don't laugh in front of him, because then he thinks, you know, I'm going to do this again. But the thing is, man, I don't mind it. I'd much rather have him screaming and crying than him not be. And I'd much rather have him, you know, mad at me than him not acknowledging me. You see, there's always something to find happiness in. Am I right? You know, you ever had one of those days that you just got to laugh at because it was just that bad? You know, you get to the end of it and you're just like, your tire finally blows out and you're just like, whatever. You know, you just don't even have the energy anymore to be upset. You know, can I tell you this? You'd be a whole lot better off is instead of trying to fight life, you embrace life. And say, man, I don't have to have a plan for everything. You know what? I just need to enjoy right now. Guess what? Enjoy that you're with people that love you and care about you. Enjoy that. You know, don't be in such a hurry to get there and get out. Enjoy where you're at. You know, sit down and enjoy your food. You know, don't inhale your food. Actually taste it before it goes down. You know I always use Lincoln stories, but you give Lincoln gummy snacks, you know, he doesn't chew them. It's like, I don't know what happens if he just sits there and they just suck up off the table, but I mean, they disappear so quick and we're just like, man, they're so much better if you actually chew them. They last longer, you know? And man, it's like we are just like that 30 and 40 years later. We're in such a hurry that we're throwing, you know, a taco down our throat as we're trying to drive down the road and talk on the phone and get all this. Stop, pull over, eat. Stop, pull over, rest. Hang the phone up. Get it out of your sight. Lay down. Go to bed at a decent time. Enjoy your life. There's nothing worth you speeding through and missing out on the opportunities and blessings that God's given you. Nothing's worth that. You know why a lot of us complain more than we celebrate? Is because we're in too much of a hurry to see what God is actually doing around us. God is doing amazing things all around all of us. I don't know if you noticed, but I believe this church is one of those things. God's done amazing things in my life right around me here at Grace Community Church. And if I'm not careful, sometimes Grace Community Church can become a burden. And then I got to step back and I got to realize how much of a joy it is in my life to be able to pastor, to be able to celebrate with you, to be able to have friendships with you, and to get and sit and talk with those little brief moments that we get. And you know, just the other week, me and Chad were sitting there watching John as he played and talking about how we weren't coordinated enough for one leg to be going that fast and another leg to be going this slow. I mean, it's like, it's the only place where you can have like a Tourette's syndrome breakout and it actually sound amazing, you know? And man, we were just sitting there and he even sent me a message. He said, I saw you over there watching my drum skills. Yeah, I was. And I was sitting there thinking, that's pretty cool. And then, I saw Eric's drum skills the other day. We'll let you show those off someday too. All right? But the thing is man, why can't we just laugh a little bit? Why can't we just pause a little? Have you ever met the person that's too serious? All right, the question's better asked this way. Are you that person sometimes? Are you taking life too seriously? Can I tell you this? God's got a plan for your life, and God is in control of your life. And if you would just simply trust Him, you would enjoy your life a whole lot more. And if you didn't think that you had to have all the answers and you had to get it all worked out, then you would enjoy your life a whole lot more. So I'm going to ask you this. Slow down and smell the roses. You know, you say, well, what if I get stung by a bee? Come on, you little pessimist. Get back up. You know what I mean? Keep going. All right, here we go. Look, number three, Proverbs 21, verse 5. When we're too fast, we get more stressed. We lose our joy. Number three, we literally become more anti-productive. We're less productive. You say, what? When you're in a hurry to get something done, you actually produce less. It's an actual law of physics. You know? Look at this verse, if you would. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but what? Hasty what? Shortcuts lead to poverty. If you've ever traveled with the know-it-all man, you know what it means to have a hasty shortcut, all right? You take a shortcut and it ends up 3 hours later than you need to be there. Anybody ever done that? All right. The Bible's saying in life, these little shortcuts, these hasty shortcuts, they don't profit. They don't do anything. Can I tell you this? If you would slow down and focus on what you're doing, you would accomplish a whole lot more. Matter of fact, write this down. If you run fast, you run out of energy faster. If you run fast, you don't run far. It's a known fact that if you want to win a race and you want to go a distance in your life, you got to pace yourself. Paul even said, I am running with patience the race that God has set before me. Can I tell you this? God did not design you to be like the Energizer Bunny Rabbit that keeps going and going and going and going and going. If you don't recharge, and all you're doing is charging, 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 and you don't recharge, you run out. You're done. You burn up. You don't accomplish what needs to be accomplished in life. Can I ask you this? And let's just take a moment. I'll make it personal and you think in your terms. I'm going to say, am I the dad? Am I the husband? I want you to ask whatever you are. Are you a dad, husband? Are you a boss? Are you an employee? Are you, what is it? What role do you play in life where people are looking to you? And don't sit there and cop out and say, well, I don't play a role where people are looking at me. I don't care how old you are, young you are. There's somebody watching you. Paul even said, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. So let's run with patience the life, the race that God has set before us. So I want you to ask this. Am I the husband, or am I the wife, or am I the dad, or am I the mom, or am I whatever, the pastor, the employee? Am I the person that takes time to do what I've been called to do well, or am I the person that's trying to do too much? And if you're the dad or mom that's trying to do too much, there's a good chance that as you're on your 100-mile-an-hour route to success, that your kids are getting left out. And you might not intend it. Your whole intention might be doing it to provide for your kids. But you know what? The best way to provide for your kids is eye contact, ear contact. It's, hey, get out there and physical contact. Put your arm around them sometimes. Love on them. Just play ball with them. Go outside in the backyard and take a bat and hit a ball. I don't care if it takes 5 minutes, but the greatest moments they'll ever have with you are the moments that you spend dedicated attention and focus-wise to them. You know, that's why I ask you, listen, bow your heads, close your eyes. I'm not done. I just want to ask a little message moment here. I want to motivate real quick. How many of you this week that are parents that have kids under the age of 18 have had dedicated time to where it was just you and the children either watching a show, doing something together, eating dinner, or something that focused on them, their day, and it gave them that moment to bond with you? How many of you say, you know what? I've had that moment. Okay, good deal. How many of you say, you know what? I need to find that moment. Anybody like that? Okay. Now here's the thing. How many of you, when you say, yes, I found that moment, was it one? Is it multiple? You know, I'm going to ask you to do something. Look at me real quick. How many of you have families in here today? Families. There needs to be allotted time every week that you and your family know that it's just going to be you and your family. You're going to sit down, you're either going to have dinner together, you're going to do devotions together, or you're going to have Friday night movie night. You're going to have game night at the house. And you know what? Your teenagers might hum-haul around and ask like that, act like that's the worst thing that's ever happened to them. But in all honesty, it's the things that will mean the most to them when you're gone. It's the things that they'll remember, those Friday nights sitting at your house. I remember when I was growing up, it was TGIF. Anybody remember that? Steve Urkel, Family Matters and all those, you know? I'll never forget. It was always, I don't know where my dad would be necessarily all the time, but my mom and my other brothers, we would be sitting there with little platters, all right? And we'd have like chocolates and different things. It was like a free night, right? And, you know, I'd have like 15 Little Debbies, you know, it's whatever you want. And we would sit there and we would watch those shows all the way up to Step by Step. I don't know if y'all remember that show. And then we would turn that off and we'd play a game and we'd go to bed. It wasn't optional. Then guess what? We got 13, 14 years old and basketball games were starting to be on Friday nights. And the next thing you know, I don't even know when TGIF went off the air. You know, but I look back and it's like in our childhood, as chaotic as my family was and as messed up as it was, and many of you know those stories, those Friday nights, man, those meant the world. You know, some of my favorite memories growing up are when Mom and Dad would have to go somewhere with Nathaniel and it would just be me, Matt, and Daniel at home wrestling on the couches. You know, turning them into wrestling rings, those old couches that had the high backs, you know what I mean? Take the cushions out, throw them to the side, push the love seat and the couch together, and man, you could jump off the top rope pretty good. You say, you're giving my kid ideas. You bet. You know? Man, listen, children, if you get in trouble, that is not my fault, all right? If Johnny jumps off the bridge, ask your mom about that story, all right? The truth is this. We always look around in America, and I've heard this question asked, what happened to the family in America? True, true. It's not what happened to the family in America. What happened to our families? What happened to getting together just to get together? You know what I mean? What happened to just coming in and relaxing and church being kind of, whew, not having to be scheduled and on point and on the moment every single time? There's one thing that I know, and I've seen it happen so many times, and I pray to God I never forget it in my own family. Children don't stay children. Matter of fact, it's a blitz. Matter of fact, they're running by us like fast runners, like Job said. Life is moving like a runner running by. You know what I refuse, and I want you to refuse too? I want you to refuse to be so busy that you can't be happy, and I want you to refuse to be so busy that you can't take time to step back and actually produce good things in your life. All right. Anybody ever told you that the slower you work, the better you work? Now, that doesn't mean creep and crawl. But it simply means this. If you're going to build a bike for Christmas, all right, take your time and read the instructions and put it together. If you don't, you'll experience what many of us have experienced. You'll get 2 hours into the project only to go back an hour because you forgot a step and you have to tear down everything back to that hour and then start from there and rebuild again. You know, I'm just going to say this now. If you would just simply take God's word and you would just simply let it build your life, take time to understand it and to see what it's saying, then you wouldn't have to go back so many times in life and rebuild from mess ups and failures that you've had. You would have never made it because you'd have followed the instructions from the very beginning, which brings me to the last point. Look at another passage in Proverbs. In Proverbs chapter number 19, verse number 2, we find this. It says, "Enthusiasm without knowledge is no good." Read it out loud, these last three words. Say it. Ready? One, two, three. Haste. Say it again. What? You know what that's saying? Slow down. You know why? Because when you're moving too fast, number 4, you can't hear God speak. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's just so busy, I don't know what God's saying. Anybody else felt like that? Anybody ever felt like God was far away from you? That God wasn't hearing your prayers and God wasn't responding? The truth is, that's not the case. God has never left you. He's always been right beside you. He's been with you everywhere you've gone. He's heard every prayer you've prayed. And matter of fact, He has answered. But I wonder sometimes if our switchboard is so full that when God calls in to answer, that we can't get the message through. I wonder sometimes if we're just so on the go that we can't understand that God just literally desires a moment with us where it's just us. Focus on Him. You know, He says, hey, give me your attention. Delight in me. Commit to me. Follow me. Those are the requests God has for you. And if you're in a hurry, you're stressed, you're not producing well, you're not happy, and you're not hearing Him. That's why I think every now and then you just got to step away. Every now and then you just got to step back and you just got to create a moment to where you're just totally isolated alone with Him, to where all you're doing is talking back and forth. Now, let me clarify. I'm not saying go lock yourself in your house and not read your Bible and pray. I'm not saying go isolate and start condemning yourself and beating yourself up and letting Satan work on your mind. I'm saying, hey, get alone with your Bible, prayer, and some praise and worship music or some hymnals and go sit somewhere in a beautiful setting that God has created and worship. Worship, because there needs to be a time in your life that you stop enough to let Him tell you, this is what I want you to do. Matter of fact, look in Psalms 46, verse number 10, and read the very first sentence with me. Here we go, on three. One, two, three. Be still. When's the last time you did that? When's the last time that you just kind of, okay, I can't do this. Okay, it's yours. Okay, You'll get me through. You know, I know that some of you are in here balancing work and school and all these other things that you got going on. And man, we're proud of you. We see the effort that you're putting in. And we know that you're doing a lot of things for your kids. But can I say this? Don't miss the point of life. Live life. Live your life. And God intends for you to have a life that's full of joy. And God intends for you to have a life that doesn't have stress. That's why 365 times He's saying, don't be afraid, fear not. That's why He's saying, don't worry about anything. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. If God clothes the birds and He clothes the lilies, feeds the birds, then how much more does God care about you? Time and time again, He tries to reiterate in our minds and in our lives, slow down and just let me be God. Slow down and just listen to what I have to say. You know, that we are actually closing down wedding season, feels like. I told you, we've done 12 in the past 2 months. I know that doesn't seem like a lot to you, but one thing about weddings that you need to understand is we do pre-marriage counseling for all those weddings. So there's countless hours of marriage counseling that we're doing. And then there's all this preparation. You got all these wedding rehearsals and all these different things that are going on. And it literally eats up every off day. Everyone for the past 2 months. And I told Jordan just the other day, I said, let me get through this weekend. And then we're just going to kind of step away for one day. Next Saturday on the 5th of November, don't ask me to do anything. You know why? Because I'm just stepping away from the world. You know why? It's just been too busy. And here's what I need. I need some rejuvenation. I need some moment of relaxation. You know, can I tell you this? You're not a better person because you're always busy. Matter of fact, being always busy oftentimes makes you worse. You're a better person when there's a balance in life. when God's getting the attention He needs, your family's getting the attention they need, your workplace is getting the attention it needs, your bills are getting the attention it needs, when there is a balance in life, you become successful, you become sane. You ever had those moments, and I know I'm just speaking from my heart, where you feel like you're going to lose your mind? You ever had that moment where you can't grab a thought? You ever had that moment where you can't create anything? You can't complete anything? There's just so much to do that you do a little bit here, a little bit there, and nothing ever finishes? Two words. Slow down. Step back. Life isn't about you spending every moment. Life is about you enjoying the moments that life gives you. That's why we say this. Teenagers, listen to me. The best thing you can ever do is find something that you love and learn how to make money doing it. You know, I think every adult in here would agree with that, right? You'll never go to work if you love your job. Matter of fact, you'll feel like you're robbing them because they're paying you to do something you enjoy doing. You know, there's too many of us, okay? Too many grown adults that are... they're working jobs that are robbing the life right out of them because we know deep down in our hearts not what we want to do. We're not happy in it and it doesn't fulfill us and it drives us insane. Can I tell you this? You're never too grown up to step back and realize that God can change your direction. Matter of fact, God had a plan for you from the beginning. The quicker you get to that direction, the quicker you get to that plan, the more fulfilling and enjoying life will be. Man, we need to realize that the most important things in life aren't things. You know, we're going to look next week on the four things, four decisions that you need to make that will help you slow down and actually enjoy life more. And I'm going to actually pray that you slow down enough to be here each Wednesday night. Matter of fact, we will not release this series on our Podbeam until we finish it. You say, why? Because I want you to slow down. You know why? Because you're too wonderful. You're too wonderful to miss out on your life. You're too wonderful for people to be able to miss out on an opportunity to get to know you. You know, we actually have guys that stand out in our parking lot every single day, 24/7. Now, they don't have life. We call them turtles. They're green. They're beat up. They're pretty ugly. But you know what their whole purpose is? To slow you down. That's it. They even say it on the bottom. Slow. Why? Well, they used to. They've been ran over. They've been kicked in the ditch. We find those things all over the parking lot. Our hope is that maybe he'll slow you down enough that your car doesn't hit a kid. And maybe it'll slow you down enough that you don't hit the ditch or the fence. You know what? I believe God's word does that too. And it says, hey, slow down because you're going to run somebody over if you're not careful. And most of the time you're going to run over somebody that really loves you. Slow down, you're going to run into something that's going to destroy you. Slow down, you're going to miss out on what God has for you. Will you bow your heads and close your eyes and just kind of take a breath? How many of you tonight are like me? This to me is a convicting thing. It's for me hard to hear, hard to preach. I hate preaching things that I know I'm going to have to live, which is everything, but still. There's always those one moments where you're like, God, really? Really? How many of you like me tonight say, you know what, I'm in a hurry. And I'm stressed, or I'm hurting, or I'm missing out, I'm not happy. I'm not saying you've got to be all those things, but you know, Let's just phrase it like this. You're in a hurry and something feels like it's missing. Does anybody like that? Slip their hands up. Hold it high. Come on. Don't be ashamed. All right. 90% of us. 90%. Can I ask you this? What are you gaining by being in such a hurry? Is life better? Or is it harder? I'm going to teach you a very powerful word. No. No. Some of you moms and dads need to start dating, and you need to tell your teenagers, no. Well, we want to go to eat with you. No. You know what? You need some time. Some of you, hey, you want to work an extra shift this week? No. Well, Christmas time is coming up. Listen, can I tell you this? Those gifts will lose their value and meaning to the people you give them to within a month of giving them. You're going to work out all this overtime to give someone a gift that they're not even going to care about in 6 months. It's not that they're ungrateful. We're just in such a hurry that we blow through things. New things become old so quick in our society. By the time you can afford your new iPhone, they've come out with another one. By the time you get your computer home, it's already a dinosaur. You buy a car because it has some nice feature, and the next month they come out with one that almost drives itself. We're rushing through thinking that certain things matter, and the truth is we're missing out on what matters most. You know what matters most in your life? People. Relationships. You. So take back your life. Live. Yes, go to work. Yes, do those things. Yes, enjoy family time, sporting events, and all those other things. But stop being so busy. Stop being so busy. Why? Because you're missing out on hearing God's voice calling you in your life, and you need that more than anything. Would you stand with me? Grab somebody's hand. So, tonight, I'm letting you out about 30 minutes earlier than I normally let you out on Wednesday nights. So I'm trusting that maybe you don't have to be in such a hurry. That maybe you can get around and talk to somebody. Maybe you can sit there for about 10 minutes and wonder if you've got the time to volunteer for a banquet tomorrow night. Maybe you go sign up at a sheet. Maybe you just go thank some people like Miss Diane, who's had your kids in there tonight. You know, and Casey, who's helped them. You know, maybe you turn around and you hug your wife. Spend a moment. Because I know what happens. You get out those doors and it all takes off again. So maybe we lock the doors. Not literally, but maybe we just take a moment. Alabama wrote a song, the country group. Y'all remember this way back when? I'm in a hurry to get things done. I'm rushing, rushing till life's no fun. All I really want to do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and I don't know why. Here's the truth. That has a lot of theological basis to it. Many of you are rushing, rushing, and life is no fun. I want you to have some fun. If I have to throw a ball out here and let's play soccer, I want you to have some fun. All right? Now, soccer doesn't sound fun to me because we got to run. All right? But yeah, let's do something. All right? Let's get involved. Only the people in shape say that's fine. You and Steve have a good time. The rest of us will cheer. That's what we think is fun. And we cheer when there's collisions. You know what I mean? All right, let's pray together. God, thank you for the day, and thank you for all that you've given us, and just thank you for the life that we have because of you. God, I feel like many of us are missing that life. We're not seeing it. We're not seeing the blessings that are all around us. We're not seeing the happiness that you've put in there. God, we're just so busy trying to fulfill, trying to make others happy, trying to be what everybody wants us to be. And God, we're missing out on being who you want us to be, being that person that's living that abundant life, that's serving you, that's drawing people into eternal things and saving souls and bringing people into your kingdom. God, I pray that you'll help us, that you'll reveal to us that there's certain things in life that we put so much emphasis on that they don't matter. And I pray that you'll draw our hearts back to you. God, I love you and I thank you for all that you've given us, and it's in your name we pray. Amen. Thank you.